The ruling cites state and prison officials' deliberate indifference to the plight of inmates at San Quentin during the coronavirus pandemic. A three-judge panel at the state appeals court ruled the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation violated prisoners' Eighth Amendment right to be free of cruel and unusual punishment for failing to adequately protect them from coronavirus infections. Hadar Aviram is a Hastings College of Law professor who wrote the legal challenge on behalf of those incarcerated at San Quentin.
This is happening because the original relief strategy that the state proposed excluded the most obvious people that are the best candidates for relief. It excluded aging and infirm people who have been in prison for a long time for violent crimes that they did many decades ago. Now, these are the folks that are not politically expedient to let out because of their original crimes. But everything that we know, and there's robust criminological evidence about this that the court cites in the decision, is that people age out of crime. And by the time people are 60 or even 50, they're no longer a risk to public safety. And I think what the court wanted was that the prison for the prison and the state to reconsider the release strategy to include these people in the plan for expedited release.
The court's remedy is to reduce the prison population by 50%, a dramatic, unprecedented reduction. Aviram says their legal claim was bolstered by the analysis of medical and public health experts who warned officials the state's oldest prison, built in 1852, had exceedingly poor ventilation, extraordinarily close living quarters, and inadequate sanitation that created a breeding ground for the coronavirus. They urged early release of inmates, but officials were slow to respond, and San Quentin quickly became site of one of the nation's worst coronavirus outbreaks, with 28 inmate deaths and 2,200 infections at its peak. That's roughly 75% of the inmate population. Nearly 300 prison workers were sickened, and one died. Marin State Assemblyman Mark Levin says he warned the Newsom administration, but his concerns fell on deaf ears.
The judge used the term deliberate indifference, and there couldn't be a term that sounds as subtle as that, that could be as deadly as it was at San Quentin because of willful negligence on behalf of both CDCR and the federal receiver, Clark Kelso. I raised warning flags in April with the administration and CDCR leadership that there needed to be site-specific plans both at San Quentin and for every prison facility throughout the state. That fell on deaf ears and people died because of that indifference.
The ruling could set precedent for legal challenges to conditions in other state prisons. Aviram says the state has two choices now to comply with the appeals court ruling. They can transfer inmates to other prisons, or they can grant them an early release. She says she wants to see early releases.
Public safety is a broad consideration, and it includes considerations to public health. The governor every day exhorts us to practice social distancing and to wear masks. All the social distancing and the masks in the world are not going to help if we continue to incubate a deadly pandemic in dozens of prisons around the country. Workers, visitors, staff go in and out of the prison every day, and every time there's a spike in a prison, there's a corresponding spike a few days later in the surrounding community. We cannot be safe unless everybody is safe, behind bars and outside bars.
The decision says there's no assurance San Quentin will not experience a second or even a third coronavirus spike. Currently, 3,400 prisoners are incarcerated at San Quentin. The appeals court ruling requires a transfer or release of about 1,700 people incarcerated there. I'm Christina Onnestad reporting for KPFA.